Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And poop and pee, poop and pee, poop and pee.
We should go back to Primus.
Yeah, I know, but Dummy fucking lost that. I had to order a adapter for that other board so I can plug the shit in. Still a thing. So hey!
Fuck Chris Paul.
Yeah. Fuck you, Chris Paul, for losing my fucking adapter to your board. Anyways, what's up, Fantasy Boys Podcast? How y'all doing?
I'm all right.
I'm pretty good.
I had a nice lazy day. I've taken like 4 naps.
Wow.
Damn, that's a lot of naps.
I feel like I never really woke up.
I
was watching a movie this morning with somebody, and then I fell asleep during that.
What movie?
And, Avengers.
Okay. First one?
Yeah. All
right.
And then I was watching, I guess, 2 naps, but like, I like wake up and like nod back off and wake up and like nod back off. So I'm very well rested, and I don't know what to do with myself now.
It's a beautiful day.
I woke up at 10:30. I had brunch with my mom, girlfriend, and sister at Panini's in Westlake.
Panini's is brunch?
Kind of, yeah. Actually, totally, yeah. But like one of the things on the menu is like a brunch burger.
Oh yeah,
I just got that with no bun.
Brunch burger is always good.
Yeah, and then like a side of sausage and a side of bacon.
I'm a little
all meats.
Like a beer engine, you know, beer engine, good burgers or whatever. But I don't need a fucking charcuterie board on my fucking burger, man. Like, just give me a burger.
Oh, I want a charcuterie board.
I just like, but you can't grip it, and then it gets all over your
beard.
Well,
if you're going knife and fork like Brian does.
That's an advantage without a bun.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, because then you're just eating it. It's an open-faced sandwich at that point.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get all messy.
Yeah, but...
So maybe you should adapt to that.
I don't have low T, so I like to eat a full burger.
I got back knee and no hair on top of my head. My T's high as fuck.
I went to the grocery store today. And I swear to God, this happened completely unprovoked. I'm putting corn in like a thing, and this 80-year-old woman says, "I don't like your tattoos or your beard. If I was in the market, I wouldn't ask you out."
And she just unsolicited said that.
I was like, "Thanks, you old fucking bag." Yeah. Like,
what did you say?
Nothing. I was like, "Ha ha ha ha." Yeah, well, you know,
I should have whipped your dick out.
Dicked her down right there just to teach her a lesson.
I'll show you.
Oh, you fucking bag. Die already.
Be like, "I don't like your long, saggy tits and the way your generation doesn't care about the generations that came after them."
Yeah, I don't like how I'm paying for your Medicaid so you can stay alive and your fucking lubricated catheters. Ethel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was like a... fucking, she wasn't trying to be rude, but like, still,
that's really rude to say.
Yeah, it is a really rude.
That's
thing
a
to
really
say.
Rude thing to say. Like, that's so incredibly rude because you don't need to say that. There's no reason to say that. You don't know her. You don't owe her anything. You just buying some fucking corn.
Exactly.
And she comes at you with that. Lady? Yeah. I think she was trying.
She was just trying to flirt. She was trying to neg me.
Yeah,
she read
exactly.
She read a copy of the game.
Right? Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. I'll date her. I'm in the market for some Ativan. I'll just steal her pills.
What did you guys do this weekend?
I didn't do
dick.
I went to the art museum yesterday for the Katsurumuwa mirror thing.
What is
Infinity
that?
Mirrors. It's these rooms, these little rooms you go into, and it's all mirrors, and then there's a bunch of stuff on the floor or little lights in there, and you get 30 seconds. And by the time your eyes adjust, you have to leave. You're like, "Oh, this is cool. I'm enjoying this." And they're like, "Time is up. You have to go now."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Okay." It was very cool, though. Just
was it Jerry Lewis telling people
time is up? No. Just different.
Time is up.
Nice lady. The next room on the mundo.
There's some of the people that volunteer are a little sassier than others. And there's one room they put you in, and there's, like, no photography allowed in it. And so a guy goes in there to make sure that nobody takes a picture. And so you're trying to, like, have this moment with, like, whoever you take to the museum with you. And then there's just a dude watching you. Like, he's not there for, like, I don't know if he's...
I thought you could take pictures. I've seen everybody...
There's one that you can't.
Oh, okay.
And that's the one where...
They reveal who assassinated Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly. And you will be shocked.
Turns out Margaret Thatcher.
No, it was his wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jackie really yeah. threw us for a loop there.
Mm-hmm.
She did it with a knife.
Never trust anyone with a pillbox hat.
So it was a very cool thing. But the best part of going to it is I went with Grandma.
Uh-huh.
And she's just so over shit like that. Like, she just doesn't have, like, much of a filter or more of, like, she appreciated it, and she thought some of the rooms were cool, but there's a bunch of sculptures and shit, and she just goes, like, there's all these sculptures, and they all kind of have the same shape, and they're, like, these ballet shoes that are, like, all painted silver and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them. And then, like, she's just, like, it's just the same thing again and again. She's like, what's the big deal? Like, she can make something else?
That's
I'm like, these are periods in her life. Like, that's how artists work, Grandma. And she's like, oh, well, you made it once. Why don't you make it again and again?
That's the most, like, existential treatise I've ever heard on art. Well, you know, same thing over and over again. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
That's the history of art.
And then we get to one of the rooms, and finally she just goes, oh, at least there's a different shape in here. She's just, like, not impressed by it at all. And then in the last room, as you leave, like, they give you this pack of stickers. And you can put, like, it's like an interactive art unit in. You can put stickers on all this different stuff. It's just like a house, and it's all completely white. And they give you, like, blue, red, yellow, orange, purple stickers. You just put them wherever you want.
One that says fat people are hard to kidnap.
And
coexist.
They are just, you know, everyone's putting them all over. Everyone's trying to be clever about it. And Grandma just goes right to the refrigerator and just puts a P on it for her name, Paula. She's just like, it's kind of a P. And I'm like, that's so perfect, because you put it on the one place where you would actually allow stickers in your house. Like, you're like, all right, I guess you can put it on the fridge. It's so funny. It was cool shit. And I went to a party last night, played some beer pong. How often do you guys play beer pong? Because I've only played like 3 times in my entire life.
In your whole life?
Yeah.
In college.
I played a lot
yeah.
up until like last year.
Okay. See, I don't play a lot. I didn't go to college. I didn't drink till I was like 25, 26 years old. So beer pong just wasn't ever... I mean, I played at some parties sometimes. And holy fuck, all the rules.
Yeah.
Why are there so many goddamn rules?
Like what?
Would they play NBA Jam style?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what we play.
And then, like, they take it seriously. Like, the ball... I know ball's back. Both people get them in.
Yeah.
And then I...
They do that heating up and...
Yeah, that's NBA.
Behind the back? Yeah.
Behind the back.
I never liked that.
Oh, yeah. Behind the back,
I never
shit.
Played that.
That, and then, like, they were, like, talking about, like, blowing the ball out if it's, like, rimming around.
Yeah, but that's
like
an
that.
Impossible.
That, yeah.
That's a bitch move, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit that, and what the people were telling me, like, the younger you go, like, the more rules people have. Like, some people have, like, crazy
see,
rules.
See, my favorite drinking game of all time is a game with 1,000 rules with harsh consequences. It's called Beer Die. And I bet you guys would love this game. It's like
when Brian spends a weekend at his step uncle's house.
It is.
Let's be honest, the step uncle's just a dude.
Yeah,
you don't need to be staying over there.
Beer Die. No, I've never heard of Beer Die.
Beer Die is it's like a long, elongated style table, and you have two people on each end, a cup of beer in each corner. So you take a die. The die, you have to throw it upwards, and you can't throw it, like, overhand. You have to either throw it underhand, or you have to kind of, like, fling it up, like, float
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
So it has to go the height of the table upwards, and then hit down between the two cups. It has to hit down between the two cups, and then fall on the ground. Now, that's how you score a point. You only play up to 5. So you have to catch it with one hand cleanly. If it is anything like unathletic looking, if you bobble it a little bit,
can you hold you on just one second? For while you were describing this, I was thinking of like dye, like food coloring. I'm like, this sounds so messy.
No, like dice.
Like a dice. Okay. So I feel like it should be called beer dice because you're not playing with one dice. Each person has their own dice, right?
No,
it's just one dice. Okay, yeah. So beer die. All right, continue.
So that's how you score the points. But like, if you don't catch it athletically with one hand, you have to take a sip. Now, you always have to drink the same amount that your partner drinks. You're in it together.
Yeah.
If you throw it up, it goes in the cup, you drink that full beer. If you finish it and you set it down sitting upwards, the other team can knock it off, another full beer. If you get the dice in the cup, you have to like roll it out on the table. If you ever roll a 5 on the table, full beer. If you ever say the numbers 5 or 7, you have to drink a full beer.
This is needlessly complicated.
There's so many rules. If it hits on the table and goes off the table, anybody around it can grab the dice, put it in somebody's beer, full beer. So you'll like fuck up like 3-4 times in a row. It's like a 3-4 beer swing.
Damn.
And you can, like a team of 2 people can finish off like a case of beer.
God damn.
Over like maybe 2 games.
Beer die. Beer the. The oh, beer.
So you should play it. That's the best day drinking game ever.
That sounds like a good one. What we should do, because we're getting dangerously close to football season.
That's right.
What are we going to do come, should we go down and, I've never tailgated before
for
a Browns game.
My friends do a pretty, like they play beer.
You'll be good one time.
It's a pretty tame tailgating experience, but they do have like the Browns RV.
Yeah.
And there are like 2 toilets in there.
That sounds great.
Oh yeah, because that porta potty gets fucking.
Not having to use the porta potty, having an RV to piss in is key. Like once
there's like 2 porta potties.
This is the last season my friends are going to keep it. They're going to sell it next year.
What if
that? Once
wait,
that's done.
But what if the Browns are good this year?
Then they're like, we're just going to go to bars.
Okay.
They're keeping the season tickets, just getting rid of the RV.
They're just getting rid of the RV. All right. Well, I would love to go and do that. I'm actually very optimistic for the Browns this year. I don't think they're going to be a great team, but I think they're going to improve vastly. I think
They're
going to be way, way better than they were last year.
Somebody was telling me that, like, through the grapevine, people that know people, somebody was saying Josh Gordon's about to fail.
Is he?
So somebody was telling me.
God damn it.
I don't know how credible the source is, but
well,
if it's true, fuck.
That sucks.
But chances, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem like the most credible thing in the world. So
he looked cut up. Did you see that picture he posted on Instagram?
Yeah. He always looks cut up. Josh Gordon, he's a fucking incredible athlete.
Really sucks. That,
I really hope he doesn't.
Really sucks that Jameis Winston can grope a fucking Uber driver, like try to fucking finger blast
3
this
games.
Lady. Yeah, 3 games and Josh Gordon.
That's what it was. I didn't even want to look into it because it made me like uncomfortable.
I didn't see any details.
Yeah.
Finger blast her.
He's just trying to finger her?
Yeah, like why she took him to get Taco Bell. And he was drunk as fuck. Fuck Jameis Winston. Everybody knew Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston's fucking, I don't
he's
care what
nothing
I
nothing but a shitbird of a human being.
Yeah, yeah.
He beat that rape charge. There's no way that he did not beat that rape charge. They covered that up. He raped that girl. I don't care. Sue me, Jameis Winston. Fantasy Boys Podcast.
Yeah, that gives a ton of
I know, exactly.
Attention.
Right.
Ryan, sue Ryan.
Yeah.
That's fine. Come at me with a cease and desist, you rapist piece of shit.
Why don't you cease and desist raping people?
Yeah, exactly, Jameis. Famous Jameis. Fucking, Deadspin had a, like, when he was still at Florida State, his senior year, it was like 12 sports gifts to restore your faith in humanity. And it was number 12, Jameis Winston throws an interception. Number 11, Jameis Winston throws an interception. Like, all the way to one. But yeah, fuck Jameis Winston. I love how, like, the day that came out, I was turning on to the NFL Network, and they had last year's fucking Hard Knocks on, and where they were trying to humanize him. It's like, dude, everybody knows he's a piece of shit.
And that fucking GM is talking about, you hear him tell that story about, like, well, I met him, and I, like, was in tears at how great of a leader he was, and I just knew he was the guy.
Fuck you.
Off. If some 21, 22-year-old kid brought you to tears with his leadership ability, you got a lot of fucking problems in this world.
Absolutely.
There's no way that, yeah. you don't even know how to lead anything. All he could do... I mean, first of all, you saw the way he ended his career, like his college football career ended with him being a terrible leader.
Yeah.
Like him just giving up in that game and like getting sacked and like throwing the ball out of his hand. That was him. That's who Jameis Winston is.
And he's had more interceptions his senior year than touchdowns. And like everybody, he still fucking doesn't have touchdowns.
No, he's not great.
Yeah, he sucks. It's just great that they fired Lovie Smith to keep Dirk Cutter because they were afraid of offensive genius Dirk Cutter getting out of their hands, and now fucking they're gonna fire Dirk Cutter again.
Lovie Smith got fired after a 10-6 season in Chicago.
I would have loved to fucking pick up Lovie Smith. Take Lovie Smith over Hugh.
Yeah.
Hugh's gonna fuck it up so bad. Like everything is poised for to go their way. Guarantee if Hugh fucks it up somehow. Timeout, he's gonna mismanage a timeout.
I've been at Hilarities all week, like Thursday till today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing like talking about Brown stuff and LeBron stuff, and I've been talking about Hard Knocks a little bit.
Yeah.
And just saying I think it'd be fun to watch Hugh Jackson get fired on national television. And people don't seem to be down with that.
Really?
I don't get it.
Really?
What the fuck is his redeeming quality?
We did Hugh Jackson gets his face cut at Polk Show, and like that went over pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't understand why.
I mean, just people aren't aware of Hard Knocks enough. I think that might have been. And you might not have super football sportsy crowds coming out.
They've liked the Browns material. They've liked me mentioning Hard Knocks.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Maybe they're just good people.
Maybe they've
good hearts and they believe in him.
Maybe they're big fans
of Mr.
Hero.
Been doing like a new 10 minutes there.
That's good.
Been doing like the Stone Cold Steve Austin joke, the my buddy high school wrestling joke, and then that bachelor party story.
Nice.
Been fitting that into my feature set.
Nice.
I'm excited with it.
That's good.
Brian, of course, left his gig yesterday to come over and watch
Stipe. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Worst paper, not just that fight, which that fight was the most entertaining of the lot, but, like, the worst pay-per-view UFC match of all time.
I didn't watch any except for Stipe, and I was just so, like, you saw the moment Stipe was like, uh-oh. Like, he got caught, and...
He got caught real early.
Yeah, real early, and then he was just, he was never right again after that. And then, like, when we saw it, we're like, that was a really fast stop. Everybody was at this party. And then we watched the replay, like, oh, nope, that was... he was lights out.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
he was gone.
He was getting his head pounded against the mat.
Cormier did poke him in the eye, though, like, right before.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Francis Ngannou.
Ugh.
Faced Derek Lewis.
Which I won cash.
Apparently, Derek Lewis has had like back spasm issues and fought through it. And he still did way more than Ngannou did. Those two, it was trash. They did nothing.
Ngannou
threw 11 punches.
And it went the
11
distance.
11 strikes and it went the distance.
Good God.
And like it didn't even go to the ground. It wasn't even like they were just on the ground laying on each other. They stood and danced around with one another and didn't do anything the whole time. It was garbage.
This is why I'm a soccer fan now.
Love soccer. I've been watching the World Cup.
World Cup's been great.
Croatia versus Russia was pretty nuts.
Yeah. That was unfucking real, dude. Yeah. I wanted Russia to win so bad because everybody, you know, I wanted to troll everybody.
Imagine being a fucking Croatian fan
in Russia.
Oh, they got...
yeah, when you're just sitting there going, yeah.
You're Putin's Russia watching that team lose. Yeah. Or flying your colors, Jesus!
Oh yeah, man! But
you got a real set of stones on you.
Yeah,
dude, that's
terrifying.
That dude that missed that first penalty kick is like gonna get shot
with
an irradiated lead bullet out of a balloon or whatever that fucking dude got. Yeah, whatever. I thought it would be baller if fucking Putin fixed the World Cup. Like that would have been cool, but apparently.
The last four teams is a pretty crazy lineup. I mean,
yeah, was it Belgium, England? Russia and
France.
France, yeah.
Oh, Belgium.
And France is kind of like the one that is there pretty regularly.
And
Belgium's having like.
And well, I mean, England does.
No, England.
This is the first time.
This is the first
66, I think.
Since they've been this far?
Yeah.
See, I assume that they just hadn't won.
No.
They
haven't
been super close
that far since like. Like 66 or something. Like this is.
Damn.
They're all hyped up over it.
That was a good game against Colombia that England had that went down to the final penalty kicks or whatever. I don't know.
The matches have been great. I've been
spectacular.
I'm cool with anybody but France winning.
Yeah. I think France is the bad guy. Yeah.
I want Belgium, I guess. It is funny. It's like four white countries. So like the four soccer fans in Alabama are very pleased.
See, we're good at a sport.
We're good. You said we can't play football, de North Americana.
Well, the assholes call it soccer.
It's soccer, motherfucker.
It's from the league. Remember Rafi on the league?
Yeah.
Oh my God. His introductory episode, that first one where he came on that show, was legendary.
Is that the Baba Man?
No. No, it was when he was supposed to be the designated driver. He's talking about crapping the booze out.
Yeah.
Shit the booze out. They're at the bar, he's like, I'm about to go play $7 for the Hoobas thing. Yeah, my fantasy football league. Oh, my other fantasy football league. You mean soccer? Only assholes call it soccer.
Yeah, I've been digging the World Cup. I've been like making it appointment television.
Same.
But now it sucks because we're on the air during these next two games.
Yeah, that does suck.
And they're like the probably going to be like the most exciting games.
When's the championship? Next weekend?
It's around like 2.
What day is it?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
And what time is it?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
See, but it's cool because it's like, you know, going up through it, there's like a game on at 10 on like a Saturday. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh yeah, dude, it gave me
the bar and like,
yeah, it gave me something to do.
Yeah.
Like that.
I work at that.
I kind of like, I don't know. I'm thinking about getting into like Premier League now because I've been so entertained by some of that shit. Just arbitrarily pick
why,
a team.
Why not MLS?
Yo, come on.
Hey, the MLS is like, we go down to a crew game or something.
I'd go to a crew game. Yeah.
And then there's going to be a team in Cincinnati.
What are the odds of them leaving?
High.
I'm pretty sure they are gone.
Yeah. They're going to Austin, right?
That sounds like a soccer city.
Yeah,
for sure.
But Columbus was a soccer city. Like they were way into it. Like they had good attendance and shit.
The USA team plays there. Sometimes.
Yeah, they wanted to get a team into Cincinnati because I guess they're like batshit over like
Cincy.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Right. So they figure they can draw from more places in Cincy than Columbus, which I'm like, I don't know how.
Why? Yeah, Cincy's.
Yeah.
It's a
bigger city?
No, it's a smaller city than Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Columbus has like
Iceland is a smaller country than Cleveland is city.
Yes.
That's insane to me.
I was talking with some of the people at some of the bartenders at Old Angle, and they said when Iceland was still in the World Cup, all the stewardesses that were working, because like there's a direct flight to Iceland from Cleveland now.
Yeah, and it's like $200.
Yeah, and so they'd all come in and watch the World Cup game, and he said, it's like, I think I want to go to Iceland. I want to just go on one of those flights.
Look at the World's Strongest Man competition. Every year there's like four of them
that
are representing that country. Four, that's like four Clevelanders.
Right.
There's only like 300-something thousand people in that whole country. That's nuts.
I mean, there's not a lot of shit to do there other than move boulders into
a gigantic fucking mountain. I guess Game of Thrones like wrapped.
Oh, is it? Oh, I can't wait.
Coming out next year, but
next year. Is it going to be like, what, fall next year? Or like winter?
Know, man. Who knows?
Spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody dies.
It's possible.
It is. Have you guys been watching Summer League at all?
No, but I heard
the
Last Jedi fucking had a great game.
He had a good game on Friday night, and then
Auntie Zizek.
Zizek is
Uncle Zizek,
good. And that's what I was saying. Like we should have been playing him all through the season.
Yeah.
Zizek is a good player.
We did not have a rim protector. We were very much missing a rim protector.
I don't think he plays defense very well, though, right?
He's 7 feet tall. Get him going.
He's at least long, and he gets in the lane. Like he's gonna at least clog it up a bit. But he's been playing great, and Colin Sexton looks pretty legit.
Good.
He can get his own shot. He passes pretty well.
Now he's not good. A great shooter, right?
No, he is a good shooter. He's not a great shooter, but he's a good shooter. Like
he's more of a penetrator.
He's got a good mid-range jump shot. He's got almost like a Sean Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how he would just
make
every fucking jump shot that he takes? He's kind of got that kind of game where and that keeps it so people have to play him from like 15 feet out pretty legit. And he's got a good form on his jump shot. He just hasn't found out how to get that shot from three yet. So
I also thought Sir Dominic Porter was going to be really good after watching the Summer League game.
Sir Dominic.
Great name. One of the fucking best names.
There used to be a guy, I think you want to say he played for Auburn. Somewhere in the SEC, his name was Sir Darius.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
But those dudes both look good. And then We got that Billy Preston dude that we signed.
Very curious about that.
Me too. I'm very, you know, I know what the Cavs are going
to
be this year.
The Browns got something similar to that. Like,
the rapist? The fourth round rapist?
Yeah. No. Like, undrafted, there's two guys we picked up. Like, one guy was like a big time recruit at offensive tackle that went to Texas and then had character issues. And then another guy is a guy that had injury issues, but he was the number one recruit in the country, mm-hmm. and he's a defensive tackle that went to Georgia.
Cool.
And they're both undrafted free agents for the Browns.
That's good.
They should be fun to watch on Hard Knocks.
Can't wait for Hard Knocks.
Yeah, when's that start?
20? End of July.
Yeah.
Billy, like a week and a half, maybe a week after.
Yeah, it's like August 4th or 5th or something like that is when it usually starts.
Yeah, when does it find out when training camp starts?
I think it was the 25th. Browns training.
What did Baker do something recently? Oh, he did that interview. What's his face?
Colin Cowherd.
Well, he did the Colin Cowherd interview, which I thought he did a good job on.
I thought it was great.
But then Kirksey did an interview
mm-hmm.
and was sticking up for, he's like, I like this dude. You know,
should.
Like
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
All right. I love Baker Mayfield, but I'm Tyrod Taylor. Let's go, Tyrod. Let's go run game. Let's figure out this left tackle spot. I'm really hoping that Corbett kid steps up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody. We got rid of Rob Johnson, who was like our fifth or sixth round pick last year. But he was a guy, like, before his senior season, he like plummeted.
Yeah.
He was considered to be like a first round prospect before his last season in college, and then just.
Who was the dude that we had, like, we signed him, and then he's now on the retired list? Because that's something that we did.
Oh, that asshole Stevenson.
Yeah.
From. He wasn't very good at it.
I know, but I just think it's funny to, like, sign him and then be like, now you gotta retire.
Yeah, he's been like a total dick. Apparently, he's just gotten in all sorts of trouble.
Hey, you're cutting in and out. I think it's the bottom of your mic. There you go.
Should better?
Yeah.
Alright. I have my birthday show.
Yeah.
Tony B. Greasy came wearing a Fantasy Boys shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Shout out Tony B. Greasy.
He brought a present for us, and I'm not gonna say what it is, but I will bring it next time.
Nice.
Oh, I know what it is.
And it'll be a silly podcast.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I Tony
B. Greasy, shout out,
buddy. Shout out, Tony B. Greasy.
We appreciate you.
I got you something, but, like, I had a situation last weekend, so I didn't show up. But I'll give it to you.
I was working.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. After the show.
All right. Yeah. I for my 30th birthday, I went down to Cleveland Chop.
Mm-hmm.
Had a 20-ounce ribeye. Delicious.
Nice.
Unbelievable. And then I went back to Cody's because I was house-sitting, and I had some of his, like, $100-something bottle of scotch. Stole a little bit of that.
Nice.
I bought myself a $35 cigar. Fucking delicious.
Just living it up.
It was a goddamn.
It's a nice day.
I love scotch.
Yeah.
Scotchy scotch.
I do love scotch. I used to not be.
Scotch.
When I first started drinking, I was able to shoot back liquor and not chase it, and I, like, loved the sensation, like, the burning sensation.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And then, like, around sophomore year of college, it started triggering this gag reflex.
Yeah.
And I had to stop doing it. And now, like, I think I'm back. Like, I can drink scotch neat.
I like scotch. Scotch is good. A smoky scotch.
But drinking it neat, at the very least, I thought I would think I'd need ice cubes. Maybe
I like
water. Scotch and soda is very easy to drink and delicious.
Anything with soda is easy to drink and delicious. I do, like, whiskey.
Watering it down quite a bit, naturally.
Whiskey on the rocks is, if it's a good whiskey, like,
yeah, whiskey on the rocks,
Bullet.
Is good.
Bullet's good.
You get when them circle,
you get whiskey,
you get
just
the
scotch,
you get the circle ice cubes.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
cool.
Those are made for, like, a scotch on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice because it gets less water in there, it still chills it.
Oh,
that's mm-hmm. what they tell you in the ads on Instagram.
Yeah, give me one of those. Remember those frosted mugs?
Oh, yeah,
when those were the rage.
I remember that,
yeah,
and it would just, like, ice up the top of whatever your beverage
mm-hmm.
was.
Now they got, at the Tribe Games, I just saw this, they got those cups that fill from the bottom.
That's cool.
I love those.
How does that work?
They have, like, a little nipple on the bottom, and you put it on there, and then it pushes it in, and then it goes back down. Like, it pushes up this little spot, and then it goes right back down.
I had beer at Cody's wedding, and I hadn't had beer in so long. It was so gratifying.
Yeah.
Gluten-free light beers.
Yeah, so you're drinking those.
Yeah, but it was nice.
Is that the last time we podcasted, like, before Cody's wedding?
I believe
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks.
I think it was like the day before Cody's wedding is
yeah.
the last time that we podcasted.
God damn.
That's like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Was it three?
I don't know. Friday, I did an appearance at Christie's.
Oh, I was going to ask you how that went.
Dude, it was packed and it was good, but we were doing a giveaway like whoever showed up in like the most patriotic outfit was supposed to get $500.
Right.
Damn.
And not one. And like we advertised on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody fucking came for that.
Nobody.
Nobody. Like there were people there to like hang out with me, and like there was a good amount of people there just to like chill out and like came out. I'm like, why didn't you guys dress up? They're like, oh, I don't know, I just didn't think I'd win. I'm like, this is how fucking low self, like, Cleveland's self-esteem as like humans is very low. Like they're like, mm-hmm. I don't think I could win. You would have won if you just tried, just like put in the effort.
Did anybody do a half-assed attempt then?
No, why no. Not? Like there was no So like we didn't even give it away. They're just like, we're not gonna give this to anybody if they don't fucking dress up.
Just pocket it.
Yeah.
What if I came in this outfit? Blue, red, and blue.
I mean, and said that you would have, if you would have worn that and said that you're here for the contest, I would have put you up there. Like wow. I was very disappointed
Damn.
In my listeners.
I should have wore red pants and came down.
Yeah, you could have worn red pants and a. You got
your patriotic Russian villain.
Yeah.
Yes, my Niet. Nostrovia.
With that jacket and the red
pants. I'll steal your U.S. currency.
You look like you should be fighting Triple X.
That was a good. That's what I should do for Halloween this year. I should just shave my head again.
I'm about to take everything off tonight again.
The best part at the Buzz's wedding was Brian showing up and telling us that he got his head straight razored and still had
So much hair.
It was hilarious.
It was like she used a butter knife. Maybe. She did it for 45 minutes.
Maybe you should use some Nair. Put a little Nair on that noggin.
I bought this specifically because I was told that this was good for heads. Got the Fusion 5 Pro Glide Gillette.
Yeah, I remember Andre...
That's a trash razor. I believe in the Bic Flex 5 because I get paid too.
I've been using Harry's razors. And apparently that just does okay. Like the night before my birthday, I did that.
Yeah,
and that was the last time I shaved my head. This is a week old.
Yeah,
I don't. I have like a electric beard thing.
Yeah, that's
I haven't used razor in a long time.
For my beard, I do that, and then I get my neck with a regular razor.
I used to, but I would just get so many ingrown hairs that I just don't worry about it. Yeah, you got a bunch.
Yeah.
I trimmed my beard last night whilst drunk down or back from the fight. I was like, I can see all those things.
I'm surprised you're not like clean shaven today.
Yeah, no, I thought I did a nice job. I did an okay job.
You're just nice and relaxed.
Some premium shave cream.
Some, did you ever hear Bill Burr, the Dr. Corpus easily shaved butter? Do you guys watch that Bill Burr puppet thing that I sent you?
Yeah, that was great.
I didn't know.
Junior Stopka.
Junior Stopka.
Sean Rouse.
Sean Rouse, rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace, Sean Rouse. Actually, we'll close out and we'll end this podcast. I'll edit in the boy whore thing because
that's no way for a boy whore to die.
That's no way for a boy whore to die.
Didn't another comedian die recently?
No.
I thought somebody else.
I can't remember. No.
Sean Rouse, yeah.
Sean Rouse is the one that I.
Read, everybody listening, read Stanhope's eulogy to him. It's on Vox. I retweeted it. I'll retweet it on the account, too.
Okay.
It's a good one. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like you said, grilling corn. That's easy to do.
It's pretty easy to do. Just Google a thing. Never go with the, like, look for one that has a minimal amount of steps, because there's going to be one that's, like,
yeah, too much.
Way too fucking much. All right, just now, basics.
Now, since it's the summertime, grilling strategies. Like, I have a propane grill, right? And I used to have a charcoal grill. I find a charcoal grill to be much easier to operate, to know how long to leave the meat on or whatever. Because when you open up the top on the fucking propane grill, right? The surface gets not as hot. Very quickly. But if you shut it, it like cooks it all the way through. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't want that. I want to sear it. You know what I mean? It's like way easier to sear shit.
Here's what you do. Leave the lid up. Honestly, that's what you do. That's, that's all you gotta do.
Yeah, but then it doesn't get as hot.
Honestly, typically, I cook my meats on stovetop.
Well, I know, but it's the summertime here.
Even summertime, I like it best.
Yeah, but you have air conditioning, I bet, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
My parents have air
conditioning. A million degrees.
Yeah.
So here's what you do, though. For that first one, you leave the top down, you let it get hot, and keep it, like, as hot as you can get it, and then leave it open while they're just to get that that sear on both sides. Because you only need, I mean, for a steak, 2 or 3 minutes, and then you can close it down and let the inside cook a little bit, but you're not going to get that overly cooked. But I would just do that.
True. All right. Well, fair enough. I went to the store.
Just make sure it's hot as
watch a YouTube video. That's
true.
Yeah. Stop asking us for advice.
I'm trying to give some summer grilling tips, guys. Jesus Christ.
All right. Here's what you do.
You take the mop.
You paint. You get a brush, and you dip it in gasoline and paint it onto the grill.
Not a bad idea. I'm taking notes.
There you go. That'll get really hot.
And then?
And then you light the grill. It'll be on fire, and then you can put the actual steak onto fire.
Oh, good call.
There you go. And gasoline's not toxic, so you'll be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You want to breathe in as much as possible before you do it.
Everything. I've done that before, and the whole room got squiggly. It was wonderful.
Well, that's your fault for doing it in an enclosed place. You do it outside. You're grilling.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Oh, my goodness, guys. I don't know.
Corn.
I'm a little tapped out.
Yeah, that's good. Fuck Cormier. Good fight.
Wait, who's going to
is him and Brock going to fight now?
Dude, that's so ridiculous. He's, has a foot and 100
pounds.
That
was so fucking forced and gross. Oh, yeah. That was horrible. Yeah. That was disgusting.
He has a foot on Daniel Cormier.
So does Stipe.
He has 5 inches.
But 6 inches. Brock Lesnar in his last UFC fight got abused by Alistair Overeem.
Yeah.
Stipe and Francis Ngannou put a beatdown on Alistair Overeem. And, Cormier was top notch at a heavyweight and an Olympic level wrestler. Right. On top of that, so he's a legit athlete as well. He may not look like it.
No, he does not look like an athlete.
He looks like somebody who bench presses in a front yard with 8 25-pound weights.
You know what he looks like? He looks like he loves cornbread.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We made a lot of Marlin Field jokes last night.
Do you have cornbread?
Oh, I got to
read full head.
Did you read the
Hulk post?
Yes. Oh. That's the funniest. Fucking shout out to Marlon Fears. Please, everybody listening, please follow Marlon Fears on Instagram. He is Mr. _cornbread_love right now. But so he has a picture of him, and that's the Lou Ferrigno Hulk, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, we both have something in common. We have muscles. We ripped cock diesel. The only thing is different is that Hulk gets angry to get bigger. To show his muscles because he's mad. I'm leaving that part out. I get bigger, show my muscles because I'm happier. The Hulk ain't got to be angry to be a bodybuilder because just be happy and love yourself and you can't beat that. LOL. Love you, Marlon. I love you, Marlon. You're so fucking... He's the best. That story Josh or Jimmy or John tell you about how they wanted to have him draw caricatures for that album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, put it all on this one page. And he came back and he did it all individually. And Josh was like, no, just put it, can you do that, but just put it all on one page or whatever, because we got to, that's how we have to format it. And he came back and he did it again. And he's like, no, just, it's real easy, just do that. And then he did it one more time. So, I don't know. I just think that Marlon is the fucking best, and he's the only funny person in this entire town. I really honestly think that.
If you look through the rest of... you see his extra large t-shirt versus 3X t-shirt, and he says, if you want to look good, take your ass to the gym, stop eating donuts and McDonald's, eat chicken and broccoli. It gives you a good protein.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Everything about him is so just the childlike wonder. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking or whimsy. It's just absolutely. He's the best.
Hey Marlon, this is my dad. Please tell him about cornbread jokes. If you don't tell him cornbread, I'll be very disappointed. I love cornbread. That's great. Corbett's like my girlfriend. She doesn't talk back. And the Corbett says, you better not cheat on me. I will run away. There's some guy who loves cornbread. His name is Mel Gibson. And I was like, okay, you keep running. I'm a nice person. And she told me,
that's incredible. Mel Gibson.
Top notch.
He's the best. He's a Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. I fucking love you, Marlon. You guys are fucking... stupid. if you don't go out and find Marlon on any available,
he just squeezes his rolls together.
It's the best. You guys need to follow. All right, we've done like 40 minutes.
All right,
I got a grill.
All right, let's do it.
All right,
please.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Go Browns.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.